to speak on behalf of all the chocolate winners from Colorado, Damaris Ronkonen of Cultura Craft Chocolate for her 70% Haiti bar.
Good evening. It's an honor to be here tonight, surrounded by such a talented community. I know I would not be standing here tonight if it wasn't for the guiding love I've received from my family, the confidence and support from my husband, Auntie, and the energy, creativity, and dedication from my team and many collaborators since I started my journey into the chocolate world 5 years ago. For me, chocolate making is a love letter to my heritage, a way of connecting my hometown of Denver with my family traditions in Mexico. With chocolate so deeply rooted in the history and culture of Mexico, it seemed like the perfect vessel to share my story. When I reflect back on my childhood, I go to my grandmother's kitchen in our family hometown of Ocotlan, Mexico. There, I would stare up at her from below the countertops as she worked to produce the many treats I fell in love with. Her champurrado, a rich and sweet chocolate atole made fresh every morning, and her mole sauce with so many ingredients, it was savory, sweet, and spicy, and just a little different every time. I still look up at her now with awe and admiration. Chocolate and food in general fosters a connection between farmer and maker and consumer, allowing us to share our cultures and perspective. It helps us learn something about one another and to value our differences, and with that understanding, to feel a genuine connection to one another. Today, Cultura Craft Chocolate is more than just my story, but the story of so many people. From my partner, Matt, whose passion for chocolate began when he went to visit his brother, a Peace Corps volunteer in Panama, and watched the Ngabi tribe harvest cacao. To the farmers in Haiti, a country repeatedly stricken with so much poverty and hardship, yet which has provided us with our award-winning cacao. And finally, to our customers who try and ethically source locally made chocolate bar for the first time and become addicts for life. And to all of you other makers in this room who do what you do simply out of pure love and passion. This in short is my story. I'm humbled to have had the opportunity to share it with you all. Thank you, Good Food Awards, and congratulations, everyone.